You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The pundits are asking, is Governor Rick Snyder getting ready to play hardball to get what he wants from this lame duck legislature? Here now to talk about that are our Friday commentators, Gilda Jacobs, the president and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy and a former Democratic member of the Senate, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican majority leader in the Michigan Senate. Nolan Finley of the Detroit News, Zach Gorchow of Gongwer, they're both indicating Governor Snyder has some things he wants to get done before he's out of office, and the Republican-led legislature is not going to get everything it wants if it doesn't strike some deals with Snyder. Ken, the governor, for instance, wants to implement fees on garbage and water to help clean up pollution and fix water pipes and sewer lines. Those are fees. The Republican legislators say fees are taxes, and they're not going to raise taxes. Where does that leave things?
Well, the governor is, frankly, in an incredibly, I think, powerful spot right now because of the aggressiveness of the legislature in this lame duck session. You know, he's got a potential. If you look at all these issues, including his priorities, he's got the potential to make an impact on the future that, you know, is almost as much as he's done in his 8 years, really. And that's due to the aggressiveness of the lame duck. Now, you know, it's not been his style to be particularly confrontational, but, you know, if he chooses to take that path, you know, I think he's in a good spot to try to get what apparently is his top priority, the environmental protection fees. But he's got to decide how confrontational he's willing to be.
About those fees, with Detroit residents and Flint residents having a hard time paying for their water bills already, is a fee on water the best way to raise money for fixing water and sewer lines? What do you think, Ken?
Well, the answer is yes. I mean, when it comes to environmental cleanup and repairing our drinking water infrastructure, it's going to take revenue. It's going to take money. And that's fees or taxes. So there's no question about it. Now, these are fees, meaning they're sort of user fees. And you could take that approach or you could take sort of the general tax approach. But regardless, it's going to take revenue. And I think everybody understands that, but the Republicans are reluctant to raise taxes and to raise fees.
Gilda, these landfill fees the governor wants for garbage, right now it currently costs 39 cents per ton of garbage to dump in a landfill, which is far, far below what the other states charge as a what they call a tipping fee. The governor wants to raise it to $3.75 a ton to clean up 3,000 heavily polluted areas. That basically comes out to about $4 per garbage customer per year. What do you think of that?
Well, that is such a modest fee or tax, if you want to use that lens. I think the people that live in Michigan, they want to have an environment that's safe for them and their kids. I think this is such a modest increase, as well as the water fees as well. We can get into that. You know, I think that for Republicans to have this, you know, no tax stance, when in their own communities, they're having these same environmental problems, you know, is really wrong. The environment, you know, clean water without lead, these are nonpartisan issues. And I think that the people in Michigan are really concerned about the communities that they're raising their families in. So I think that the people of Michigan are not going to be upset with these fees. I think they're going to happily pay them if it means that it's a better place for them to be in their communities and to raise their kids.
Gil, I'm kind of interested in this history. Why has Michigan kept its so-called tipping fee at 39 cents per ton? I mean, doesn't that just simply invite other states and Canada to use Michigan as their dumping grounds?
And that's exactly what's happened over the years. So I'm not even sure what the history of this is, other than, you know, there has been a sort of no tax increase mentality for the last, you know, at least 8 years, and even going further back than that. So, you know, again, I think that, and, you know, if you take a look at bond proposals that were all passed all around the state last time, people really care about their community, and they really, I don't believe, are going to be upset with this tipping fee increase.
Ken, Governor Snyder wants a utility tunnel to be constructed under the Straits of Mackinac to house the Enbridge Line 5 oil and gas pipelines and other utility lines. What do you think of his bargaining position with the legislature on that?
Well, I think the legislature, the Republican legislature, wants to do it as well. I don't think that's an issue that where, you know, it's the governor's priority, but not a priority of the majority party in the legislature. I think that there's common ground there. I don't see that as much of a bargaining chip, if you will. I mean, it's going to be other issues that the legislature is passing relative to the environmental protection fees. I think that's kind of the standoff right now from a kind of governor Republican majority legislature perspective.
Yeah, I want to get to some of those other environmental issues that the legislature is dealing with. But Gilda, most people do not like the potential risk of Line 5 sitting on the bottom of the Straits. Are the people going to be satisfied with Line 5 under the Straits?
Probably not. And I know there's some discussion of, like, if this is taken care of now, this sort of takes pressure off of the new administration for doing something. You know, I think there's a, sort of a political lens you can take a look at this with, and also a pragmatic lens if you were the governor in terms of what is your high priority. So I'm not, knowing that the governor really wants this, you know, it's kind of all up for grabs right now.
There are several bills that would limit protections for wetlands, for trees, limit the DEQ's use of science to determine limits on pollutants such as PFAS chemicals and other threats to the environment. Ken, how do you think the governor will deal with what some believe is the biggest attack on Michigan's environment in decades?
Well, it's an open question in terms of his position on these bills and what he's going to do. I mean, once again, I think this is one of the factors that I would say puts him in a uniquely powerful spot here in the last couple of weeks of the session, because if the legislature proceeds to adopt these and put them on his desk, he's just in an enormously, I think, powerful spot to say, look, I'm just going to veto these. Or he could say, you know, I might sign some of these, but I've got some priorities too. I think it's really going to come down to what path or what style or how confrontational and how aggressive he wants to use his veto pen.
Gilda, Governor Snyder has a mixed record on environmental issues. How do you think he'll react to some of this legislation that will likely end up on his desk?
You know, I really have to agree with Ken. He has an ability to really work on his legacy going forward. So, you know, I think this comes down to him doing a lot of soul searching and deciding what kind of Michigan he wants to leave for, you know, our Michiganders for years to come. You know, the environmental issues, it's more than just deregulation. It's what kind of state do we want to live in? And the ball really is in his court right now. I believe the governor has everything to gain and nothing to lose by vetoing some of these very onerous bills that he's going to have on his desk, whether they're environmental bills or, you know, and we've talked before about minimum wage and earned sick time. You know, there's really a chance for him to really shine up his legacy a bit.
Yeah, besides these environmental issues and the things you just talked about, there's also this power grab by the Republican legislators that would diminish the powers of the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the governor as the Democrats are about to take all those executive offices. We have basically kind of had this conventional wisdom that Governor Snyder will be known for the Flint water crisis and for tax restructuring, but I'm wondering what kind of effect will the governor's reactions to these bills come out of this lame duck session? You've both mentioned this could affect his legacy as a governor. Ken?
Well, you know, it would be an exaggeration for me to say that within a few hours of deciding whether to sign or veto a bunch of these bills, he's going to have as much impact as he had in his 8 years as governor. That's an exaggeration. But it kind of makes the point he's going to have, within a few hours of signing or vetoing these bills, an enormous impact on the future of Michigan. And it is going to be incredibly interesting, I think, to see how he proceeds with it. You know, there's a provision in the Michigan Constitution called the pocket veto, where at the end of a session, if he just doesn't sign or veto a bill, it doesn't become law because the legislature has adjourned. And you might see some of that pocket veto exercised here.
Gilda, what do you think? How is this going to affect his legacy overall?
Well, again, I totally agree with Ken on this.
Well, Ken's a smart guy. I mean, it's easy to agree with him, right?
He really is. You know, I think the governor is going to care about the kind of state that he is leaving. You know, we're seeing this power grab nationally. And, you know, it is a very deliberate action that the Republicans are doing here as well as in other states. you know, I am sure if he thinks about, would he have liked this to have happened to him when he was elected? No, you know, no way. You know, we have a system in, you know, in our state that when you win, you know, you win. And it's kind of, to me, very undemocratic of the legislature to have these bills. I think it's really, you know, in the long run, going to re-energize the folks that came out in the last election, because they already think that the system is rigged. And, you know, again, I think the governor can do the right thing because he has the power and he has nothing to lose.
I just want to make an observation based on what Gilda just said. You know, when you're in the position that Governor Snyder is in, he's in his last few days of being governor. He's probably not going to run for office again. He's not subject to political pressures at all. He can be totally comfortable in his own skin in terms of what he does with all these bills. Now, he's sort of a pro-business guy. So, you know, on the business side, you know, he might look favorably upon things like the amendments to minimum wage or the amendments to the sick leave law. I don't know. But he's got the luxury of just being true to himself. And I think whatever happens here, that's what you're going to see.
Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Gilda Jacobs is a former Democratic legislator. Thanks for your insight.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Lester.